you know, there's been a lot, some tough challenges indeed. It's a tough course. It's there's good running in it. There's muck in it. There's hills in it. And here at Lachlan Park, a venue that's been used previously for world and indeed European cross country championships. Ireland are very, very strongly represented. And of course, we have four athletes from the Northwest in the start line in different races. In the junior races, we have Amy Green, of course, and we have Seamus Robinson from the city of Derry, and then we have the two Flanagan girls and the senior ladies. But the big story early on, of course, was Nick Griggs, a team led by Nick Griggs, a young fellow from Mid Ulster area. He was third in the junior men's under 20. Ireland won the team. Gold team medals for Ireland there. That's a big boost. That's a big boost for the sport, a big boost for those in that group. And in that group as well was Seamus Robinson from the city of Derry. He was the fourth Irish across the line. He finished 26th. It was an unbelievable race up front with Griggs in that race. Christensen of Denmark and Laros. They're world class athletes at senior level, yet they're still under 20, as is Griggs. So, I mean, it was always going to be a big battle, and indeed, it came right down to the wire in the sense that Laros was leading, and then along came the Dutch athlete, Christensen, and he just took him on the line. So, a very, very exciting finish for that under 20, but a big team victory, a really, really significant team victory for Ireland and the under 20 men. Nick Griggs, as I say, was third. He finished second last year, so he's been in the medals at European level on numerous occasions. That Irish team also included Murphy and Stafford in the scoring team, and they were first and second in Gower in a few weeks' time. So that was the story of the junior men. We had a serious interest in the junior women, where Amy Green from Dunlow, of course, was competing, and she competes out of Finn Valley. But been a great year for her, and you know, she made the scoring team. She finished 29th. Gardner was the best of the Irish. She finished 7th, and Amy finished 29th. Now, UK led it. They won the team, but Ireland were 5th. But Amy, you know, ran very well early on, but she faded a little bit over the final phase of the race. But I mean, look, a great experience for her, and a great continuation of what has been a good season. So, and she'll log this down, no doubt, as experience, and she will want to be back in this environment again in the future at European level. So we look forward to that. But 29th scoring team, 3 to score, of course, in that race, and she makes that. She was the third Irish scorer. So well done to the low girl there. Yet another big, strong performance from her. On the 23 women, well, a case of Ireland were 11th team. Nothing exciting there. Individually, Daniel Donegan from Tullamore finished 8th. She was really pushing hard all the time. She was always having a right good go. She was in the middle of it, and that's a good return 8th place for her. At the under 23. And the under 23 women, well, the case of really Megan Keith from Scotland. She's a sub 15 5K runner, you know, on the roads and on the track. And, you know, she had 83 seconds to spare. So it was a serious, serious, serious individual victory for her. But Ireland didn't make much no impact really whatsoever in the number 23, nor indeed did they make any impact in the number 23 men. They finished 10th team, nothing particularly individually there. But then along came the senior women, and a number of stories. Well, we had a Donegal interest again in that. We had Eilish and sisters Eilish and Roisin Flanagan. They had flown from the States in the middle of the week. They had poor runs, really. They would be the first to admit. 44th for Eilish, 49th for Roisin. Didn't make the scoring Irish team, and that's so unusual for them because they have been the prominent lead Irish runners for the last few years. So, you know, not a good return for them, and they'll have to assess that themselves and, you know, and see what is their real form at the moment, and then build on that and have a look at it now that they're home for Christmas. They train in the States. They work in the States, and they're full-time athletes pretty much, and they run out of Finn Valley, but they didn't run well today. 44th for Eilish, 49th for Roisin. But the real story from an Irish perspective in this was Fionnuala McCormick. You know, her first race for Ireland at European cross-country level was in 2003. Now, she's been consistently running for Ireland in this race. She's been individual medalist in this. She's been a team medalist in this race. And not only that, but she had a baby 6 months ago. And indeed, she ran the Valencia Marathon just last Sunday. Just 7 days ago. And she ran 2:26 for the marathon last Sunday. She qualified for the Olympics last Sunday. And yet she was doing the duty for Ireland today, finishing fourth. An unbelievable run. She's a real warrior, really, and a great, great, great run. I mean, this will be her fifth Olympics, and 2:26 for a marathon last Sunday. She runs up to fourth with the best cross-country runners in Europe today in Brussels, and she adds, you know, her contribution to the team. The team story wasn't good in the end because the backup was poor enough on the day. Eighth team, last time I looked at it, so not great for there.